Oh, my man. The week that was. So we're going to be checking out of here in about an hour's time, heading into the weekend. Hopefully you enjoy that Ravens third practice tomorrow. Lord knows it's going to be a great time, but at the same time, I've been of two minds all week long having to promote it, knowing full well what you dealt with last week, Josh, while you held vigil over, you know, your beautiful angel Pumpernickel, who left us Monday night, just telling quite literally 100,000 plus people, hey, join us this Saturday and bring your dog with you, and knowing that you couldn't do that. Little painful for me.
That's
I can
right.
imagine for you. How are you doing end of the week?
It's difficult. I'm trying to put on. It's very strange. My life seems like it's kind of opposite of what it was before when I had the dog. Because, you know, I'm very reclusive. I'm a hermit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very bizarre for a hermit not to want to go home, because I hate going home now because my house is empty and there's just nobody there. And it's strange because the dog, you know, she was there, and I lived with her for 12 years or so. And it's not like she made noise. She hardly barked. But I guess just you don't even realize the presence of another heartbeat
till they're gone.
Yeah, yeah, it's so weird.
The energy of another life in the
yeah,
house.
Exactly.
You can maybe hear her just sort of, you know, wander about in the house if she wasn't at your feet or beside
right.
you on the couch. Like you said, she never barked in here. I never heard her once jump up and do that damn thing where
yeah.
some large dog would scratch at your chest while her owner's over there going, "It's okay. He's friendly. Don't worry the fact that he's clawing your nipples off with every swipe.
He won't bite.
He's
well, he's
fine.
Still hurting
he's
me.
He's currently gnawing on my throat."
And
she was very calm.
And she's everywhere. She's every like her stuff is all over the place. Her
pictures,
there are memories
you're still
everywhere.
Finding hair. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And
toys.
And yesterday I bought something spicy, and I thought, okay, as I was eating it, I remembered, you know, don't drop any accidentally on the ground because she can't eat spicy food. I'm like,
exactly.
No, well,
now you can drop
that.
Your food
yeah,
on the
exactly.
ground.
It doesn't matter now.
Well, there's some upsides. But.
So, you know, there's all these different things, these behaviors that are ingrained in you for 12 years. And basically the update is I hate going home.
Okay.
I went to grocery shopping, and I went to get my beard trimmed yesterday. I've actually had the thought I want to move because I can't take all the memories. The house is just full of her. What else?
You moved into that house with her, correct?
Exactly. I was living in the city, and I had her in the city, and then we moved to the suburbs. And now I'm thinking, what the hell do I need this house for? It's so big and empty. And yesterday, I started feeling even more guilty because, you know, I had to put her to sleep on Monday, which was horrible. And I know everybody is telling me, do not feel guilty. You know, you gave her a great life. And I understand that. I know people really believe that. And I think that I gave her a great life. But I feel incredibly guilty. I hate myself. Like yesterday I was driving and I wanted to just punch stuff. I'm so angry at myself. I'm 100% hate myself.
Would you like to punch Mike right now?
Yes, I would.
Mike,
ass. No, I'm not going to punch Mike.
Because he'll punch a hole through you.
I hate myself for putting her to sleep, for ending it, because even though she was physically ill and deteriorating and, you know, she was probably suffering some, but she was still walking around a little. She was still eating a little. And I'm haunted by the last 30 seconds, the look in her eyes, and I'm torturing myself. And I know maybe this is just a phase. You know, people say, oh, there's different stages of grief. There's anger. And I hate myself for
well,
it.
You're
I
wrong.
Cannot.
I'm
I,
sorry. Yeah. You're,
but
you're,
I know you're going to say, I know you, I gave her a great life and I did the right thing. But God, I am so angry at myself. Really, I just can't stand myself right now.
And you're gonna, I'm not going to do the whole, no, 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 you gave her a great life. No, 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 you made the best decision possible. I think you're probably of two minds. One side of your mind, the logical mind, knowing it's what needed to be done. On the other side, the person, the loved one that was connected with her, wishing you didn't have to do that. Now, unfortunately, that's the burden that befell you. You're just going to be in this for a bit. That's it. It's the corny adage, time heals all wounds. Really, that's what this is going to be.
And
you're going to have to sit and process it for a bit.
And I go out and I see people and they're nice to me. And I don't want, I don't want to be that guy who's having a pity party. So I'm putting, I just don't want to people to feel sorry for me or to think that I'm a mess. So I'm putting on this brave face, and I went somewhere yesterday and somebody said, how are you doing? And I'm like, I'm great. I'm smiling.
I texted you yesterday about Raven's Wall.
Right.
Where it was one question about the Ravens for every 50 questions, how's Josh doing?
Yeah, and I appreciate it so much in the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram. And it's so supportive, and it feels very good to have that support. But I don't want to, just be moping around. And that's why I came to work this week.
You're not in a morbid way looking for anybody to take your stance. Are you?
What do you mean?
You're beating yourself up. That you hate yourself. You're angry with yourself. You're not in some weird emotionally masochistic way.
Want somebody to agree with me?
Yeah, you should be.
Agrees with you. And I ask that in all earnestly. No. I hope that's not the case.
No, I don't think so. I think it's. I know that it's probably just a phase, and it's probably just me thinking that. And people who are outside and observing and not in the middle of this are thinking more logically right now. But look, that's how I feel right now.
Yeah, but I think the people telling you, you did the right thing. It's not that you disagree. It doesn't matter right now. It doesn't matter. You don't hear that. So, I mean, I get that. Justin's right. I mean, there's a period of time with which, and maybe you'll feel a little guilty about this, but there is a period of time where this will, the hurt will fade.
Yeah.
It will. And obviously it's not today, 4 days after the fact, but, it sucks, but really the only solution for this is time. So you'll be better next week, and you'll be better the week after that, and then you'll be better the week after that.
And I have to applaud you this week. You took off all last week because you were doing your due diligence as a loved one to be there for her when you thought it was going to occur last week that you have to go through what you had to go through on Monday. And then Monday happens, and you're in on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and then Thursday, and then today. You haven't wavered whatsoever in your duties here as a newsman, is your duties as a friend and coworker. There hasn't been a moment where outside of us talking like this, outside the way we talked on Tuesday, something like this happens to me. Something like this happens to Mike, Scott, and Joe. I speak for you also. I don't think I would be capable of coming in and doing the job that you did, and I don't think it has anything to do with you being cold or callous or unemotional or anything like that. I think this week proved your strength. This week proved your capability. This week proved your worth. And this week proved your quality as a person. I've never seen and would have never suspected, I'm sorry to say that, a strength like this from you. Lord knows, I would think, like, man, when it eventually happens, how's he going to be? Is he going to take off a week, 2 weeks, a month? You're in the day after, and everything moves forward while you process it also. And not a lot of people would be able to do that.
Yeah, I thought honestly, I mean, I'm not an everyday person, so I didn't know what I would see when I came in.
I thought the show was ending.
But honestly, it was almost like, oh, wow, you seem to be in pretty good spirits. Now I realize that was all a disguise.
Yeah, this is an act.
Right,
this is an act. I'm hanging on by a thread.
Well, you're the Daniel Day effing Lewis of Hearst at this point.
Maybe you get you in the murder mystery, Josh. You're a great actor.
You know, I think the problem is, it's like they force you to make the decision. Like, if somehow you could, like, put it in the doctor's hands, like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's always on you. It's like you got to play God.
Right, you play you make the final decision. Yeah.
Yeah. When I had a cat many years ago that had liver failure, I was told by the vet, like, this animal is time's up. We have to put her down. Yeah. There's no way. The surgery to do what we could possibly do would probably kill her. And I guess I had the blessing compared to you. Great point that Mike made. The decision was taken out of my hands.
Right.
And the fact that it was placed into yours, I don't want to say it's unfair, but in the karmic energies of the world for you to give her such an amazing life, then have to be the person that chose for that to happen. Yeah. I'm not even going to attempt to pretend to know what that burden was like and still is.
But, you know, it's like Joe said, time heals, and hopefully we can speed up time. Really speed it up.
Well, CNN's to be believed. We're not going to have to worry about this much longer.
Thank you. Thank you for everyone's support.
Unbelievable.